going.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, 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 your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, 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 and side. Real high, you ride, my lust.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls. It is Sunday, January 27th, 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the wintry, chilly beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I will begin tonight's broadcast with the song Ampliado by Luisado. And that was the song Ampli Dao by Wizado. Okay, one more song for you here real quick, and I'll be right back with you. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. I'll play, I'll play Rhinestone Eyes by The Gorillaz, and then I'll be right back with you.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away, where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. With future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet, while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Microphone, and so that narrowed it down a bit, and there are about like three or four options that looked likely, and I just went ahead and tested out this Sound Blaster Tactic 3D. I believe it ought to work out well. You guys can all let me know when I begin to use it, most likely starting next Sunday. Yeah, let me know how it sounds. Hopefully it's awesome when I'm actually using it for my own microphone auditory purposes, all this. But yeah. Aside from that, congratulations to Spain for winning the World Men's Handball Championship against Denmark. Way to go. I did not know you could watch that somewhere. I didn't even, wow. That's kind of cool. And I guess I have a couple other little news thingies to go over in just a little bit, but I'm trying to, like, reorganize it a tiny little bit first. In the meanwhile, I will play a song that I do not believe I've played on Playtime with Sandra Radio, courtesy of Naked Girls Radio. It's by the group New Nobility. I've played their song Galactic in the past, but I have not played Rebel Hero, to my knowledge. So please enjoy, and then I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here you go. It's Rebel Hero by New Nobility.
Rebel!
Everybody else to want to stay.
That was the group Ulterior Motives with the song Intoxicating. Alrighty, so I guess earlier today, the Screen Actors Guild Awards played on most people's television sets, if they care to tune in. But yeah, I actually thought it was later in the evening, so I missed it pretty much. But I did have a look over on LA Times to see a couple of like the big winners and things like this. And Dick Van Dyke was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award. Argo won Screen Actors Guild's Top Film Prize. And I believe it was Anne Hathaway who won for Best Supporting Actress and Jennifer Lawrence for, I believe, Silver Linings Playbook. So in a brief nutshell, those are some of the winners of the Screen Actors Guild Awards. And I actually spoke with Lamar Gafford of Primetime. You were just thinking it, blogspot.com. I interviewed him quite a few months ago here on Playtime with Sandra Radio, and we always have a friendly bet going whenever there's like a big playoff or Super Bowl or, you know, this or that or what have you. So he is officially rooting for the Baltimore Ravens, and I will be rooting for San Francisco. So we'll see how it goes. I'd be curious to know which side you all are on if you're Super Bowl fans. I just like winning, so we'll see. But I'm going to place my bet with San Francisco for this year's Super Bowl. And what else was there? Okay, I'll do that in a minute here. The on this day in history thingamajigger, there's some interesting ones there for January 27th. I'll do those after a song or two. And I believe I will do a live reading of one of my erotic stories. I have chosen The Lady of Death. I believe I will do that one live for you during this evening's show in just a little while. In the meantime, I will play... I will play Blind Mary by... Gnarls Barkley, and I'll be right back with you. 2006, Western Union discontinued its telegram and commercial messaging services. And unfortunately, well, technically it would be for us yesterday-ish, or maybe today, I don't know. But there was a huge fire in a nightclub in Santa Maria, Brazil, which resulted in 233 people losing their lives. So not a very happy memory, but nevertheless, that's what happened this year so far. And let's see, what else? Happy birthday, I guess, to anybody out there who have had a birthday within the past week. And what else? I'm going to play a song really quick, and I'll go ahead and do my reading of The Lady of Death live for you just after that. But I will play, I'll play Bluebell Wood by Frank Joshua, and then I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. There you go. It's Bluebell Wood by Frank Joshua.
That I wouldn't, but not that I do. And if I said it like I wasn't joking, jokes apart, what would you do? Just suppose you do the asking, just for a laugh, but not just for fun. And if you said it like you really meant it, what would I do? Not that I'm jumping. Yes, we got most of what we asked for.
And that was Frank Joshua with the song Bluebell Wood. Alrighty. I kind of skipped over, actually, famous, like, birthdays for today. And I shouldn't do that because there's some cool birthdays today. Happy birthday to you, Mozart, born in 1756. Lewis Carroll, 1832. Leopold von Sacher Masoch, he wrote Venus in Furs, which I read a couple excerpts from a few months back, born in 1836. Nick Mason, the drummer for Pink Floyd, 1944. And Frank Miller, 1957. So, yes, happy birthday to them. Alrighty, so I'll go ahead and do a live reading of The Lady of Death. I wrote this July 13th or 14th, 2012, and I will start now. It is a night like any other, or at least it starts out this way anyways. At about 3 a.m., the phone rings abruptly. Our dear Madeline is stuffed into a tiny, tight black tank top with skulls. A brown leather ball gag is lodged firmly between her pink, puckered lips. Billy's large, veiny cock is poised and freezes mid-plunge into Madeline's tight, pert rear. Maddie lunges forth, propelling her lean, slender body towards the nightstand. Grasping earnestly for the VoIP receiver, the phone continues to chime incessantly, filling her boudoir with its inane, persistent refrain. Oh, Maddie gasps, releasing the ball gag, as she feels Billy's wood spontaneously unleash its hot, wet venom inside of her. Billy's stillage begins to trickle down the smooth curve along the crease of her buttocks. It continues its descent, painting proud white streaks along her fishnet-clad inner thighs. Fuck! Billy straightens up, extracting his prematurity with caution and retreat. He falls backwards into a crumpled heap onto the silk spread beneath him. Sorry, Maddie hisses, an apology over her shoulder, waving her bare bottom seductively in Billy's direction. Yes? Yes, she continues. I can make it there in about, 20, 30 minutes? Sooner? She pauses, sighing quietly. Really? Billy mouths back, sitting back upon Maddie's four-poster bed. Billy is momentarily bewildered. He stares intently at his newly minted main squeeze. Yes, I see. Maddie regains her composure. I'll be there just as soon as I can. I'm on my way. I'll hurry. I just need to call for a cab. Yeah. And the address, please? Maddie grabs her notepad and pen, always at the ready, on her nightstand. Maddie hangs up. Oh, I see. You're working, eh? Billy jeers with a sardonic grin. Billy, baby, you've known this since day one, Madeline chides impatiently, searching in vain for baby wipes with which to catch the remnants of Billy's progeny. Will you be here when I get back? Madeline switches gears flirtatiously as she scampers off, making a beeline for the shower. Maybe, Billy draws out slowly, with feigned indifference. Billy slinks back beneath the silken sheets and gathers Maddie's large, zebra-patterned velvet throw. He lifts it up and over himself, burrowing his head completely. Billy's pride and joy now lies with sticky, sweet submission between himself and the mattress. Goo. Madeline scrubs herself down as thoroughly and quickly as possible. Babe, she calls out, can you call down to the doorman for a cab, pretty please? All righty then, Billy grunts and reaches for the call button on a nightstand. Oh, Lordy, Madeline chirps, shivering from the loss of cold air that envelops her naked body. Opening her wardrobe, loosens the towel about Maddie's bulbous breasts. With a soft thud, it hits the floor in one fell swoop. Ugh, she moans wearily. I could just die, she cracks as she rummages around her dresser for something decent to wear. Yeah, Billy perks up half-heartedly from beneath the sheets. Cause I killed that shit. Plunge. Ha. Ha. Such a funny man. My darling pretty. Madeline rolls her eyes as she teases him mockingly. Go to sleep, she commands cheekily. She pauses to delight in the stirrings arising from his boastful proclamation. It compels the most wicked instant replay, engulfing her underbelly passionately and without warning. Her pussy trembles. Clutching her overcoat in one hand, Madeline leans down and peels back the zebra throw with the other. She kneels down hastily and kisses Billy's cheek, hoping to stifle the animalistic desire threatening to overwhelm her. He squirms initially and then smiles broadly with his eyes still closed. See you whenever, Billy offers weakly as he succumbs more and more to dreamland. Madeline murmurs affirmatively before grabbing her gear, notepad, and house keys on her way out of the door. Madeline barrels down the winding staircase, duffel bag in hand. She pulls back her raven black tresses, scooping them up into a slick updo and smoothing the loose strands neatly behind her ears. Good morning, Roger, the burly but affable doorman, greets Maddie good-naturedly. Top of the morning to you, young man, Madeline responds cheerfully, greedily eyeing the mug of cafe mocha Roger has set out for her in the lobby. Picking up the coffee carefully, Maddie smiles and thanks Roger as she heads out to the street, hastening towards the taxi. Off to the races, Maddie salutes Franklin, the cabbie, with a smile as she slides into the back seat, setting her bag beside her. Where to, madam? Franklin winks. 176 Jonestown Drive, please, sir, Maddie replies, circling the scribbled address slowly with her neatly manicured nails. She grabs her pen from her jacket pocket and notes the time. 3:17 a.m. Her chosen destination is not a far cry from her own neighborhood, but it may as well have been. Figuratively, they are worlds apart. Madeline has come to prefer this live-work segmentation. At home, she likes vanilla, safe, boring. At work, she likes excitement, the thrill, mystery, to get lost and found again, darkness and light, clarity, repose, chaotic silence. As she exits the town car, Maddie offers a warm farewell to Franklin, tipping a bit more than usual for having delivered her in record time to Jonestown Drive. She approaches the dilapidated housing tenement with no delay. Looking down at her notepad, she reads down further. 176 Jonestown Drive, apartment 13. Maddie looks back up and notes the call box with faded lettering to the left of the entryway. Gulping down the last bit of mocha from her mug, she buzzes apartment 13. A baritone voice responds curtly. Yes? Madeline Wells, crime scene investigator, Maddie calls out into the night. The end. That is an original Sandra London erotic short story written on Friday the 13th, 2012 at 4:30 p.m. by yours truly, Sandra London. And now I will play a song for you. I will play. Take a minute. 1 second. I will play Miss That Booty by Mos Def. Enjoy.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. Has seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist lace up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone, your frame up a sugar and spice. The only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, down from Jamaica, she sipping Chris straight up, can't get mine in the waist up. On the stand, big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Mos, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Mos, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially. And honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight for life, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. This baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, you want me mentally. Be conversated, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. I said, yo, honey was trailblazing, she was, yo, she was like Jane Kennedy, word bomb, to my mother, man, she was that L, man, she take me to the dance floor, and she start whispering to me, yo, let me apologize for the other night, I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like, some brothers don't be coming right, I understand, I'm feeling you, besides, can I have a dance, ain't really that original, we laughed about it, trace the arms across my shoulder blades, they playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on her waist, eating my butt up like the Arizona summer, song finished, and she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers, in three, we debating late night conversation, in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient, she touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent, she walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, if I don't, if I don't. She want me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smash it like an Idaho potato. She call me at my jail, come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stove and let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She's telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My 911's an answer by my plot, Taurus Enchantress. Next, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass agent playing Lay It Down and Lick Me Up.
What?
Thank you. Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.